Hey everybody, welcome to Fat Soul Radio, episode number 41. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. Volpe Martial Arts is the hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido martial arts school in the KW region. That's Kitchener and Waterloo. Check them out, volpemartialarts.com for more details. Volpe Martial Arts is also led by owner and head instructor Adam Volpe, who's my brother, Sifu Adam. Best guy I know. Check them out. I tell them I sent you. We'll take care of you. This episode is also brought to you by PapaEarth.ca. Papa Earth is an awesome company that brings you food delivered right to your door. Locally sourced food right to your door. And when you check out PapaEarth.ca and you use code word FATSOMEAT, you can save yourself $10 off a small box or $20 off a large box. Check out PapaEarth.ca. Say hi to Julian for me. Again, folks, this episode is about no bullshit. Just a quick update about No Bullshit November, what I'm doing, what's my daily routine, feedback I'm getting, and I love it, guys. So thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the show. Lily, take it away, babe.
That's So Radio, the really great podcast show.
That's So Radio, the really great podcast show.
So get your butt and get in your chair.
Don't eat your nails and don't pull your hair.
We'll talk about chicken or talk about steak.
We'll talk about fat for goodness sake.
Fatso, the really great podcast show.
Fatso, our very first podcast show.
Hey folks, this episode of Fatso Radio is brought to you by Papa Earth. Check them out at www.papaearth.ca. Folks, get your meat, your fish delivered directly to your door with Papa Earth. Papa Earth specializes in top quality, locally sourced meats and wild ocean caught fish. You can customize your own box at www.papaearth.ca. And now, for Fatso Radio listeners, you can use referral code Fatso Meat to save yourself $10 off a medium box and $20 off or $20 off a large box with the choice of two steaks with promo code Fatso Meat. Fatso Meat, FATSOMEAT. Enter your code at checkout and mention in the delivery instructions whether you prefer ribeye steaks or top sirloin steaks. That's www.papaearth.ca and use promo code Fatso Meat. I can tell you my favorite are definitely the ribeyes. They are amazing. And remember, folks, Fatso Meat. Free range, dried aged beef, free range, air chilled chicken, vegetarian drug free pork, 100% grass fed and finished bison, Ontario lamb, wild caught fish, vacuum sealed, and all flash frozen. Folks, check them out, www.papaearth.ca, and don't forget to use the promo code Fatso Meat at checkout. Thanks so much. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Fatso Radio, episode number 41. Wow. Episode number 41, folks. November 15th, 2019. I can't believe we're already 41 episodes in, and we're already halfway through November, which means we're halfway through No Bullshit November, which is a great time to recap the rules. November. No Bullshit November. What does that mean? Simple rules for our No Bullshit November challenge. No candy, no sugar, no bullshit, no junk food, no whatever. Right? That's our challenge. Do that, do 10 push-ups, do 20 push-ups, do 30 push-ups if you can, or 40 or 50, whatever you can, do crunches and do squats as well. It's all part of the No Bullshit November, trying to do our best for November to see what we can do to rid our lives of all that bullshit. And like I said, see what we can do to go forward with this. Now, the big question I hear often, I actually get this quite often, is, okay, no bullshit, no candy, no junk food, you're doing well for a while, you're doing well for a week or whatever, but what about a snack? Like, what about a treat or a reward? That's the best thing, right? So I've done so well for a week or 2 weeks or even a month. I don't get the I've done so well for a month very often. I actually get quite often I've done so well for a week. What can I do to reward myself? So here's my standing answer. It's probably going to be my answer forever with nuance, of course. But whenever someone asks me about cheats, are you ready? Here we go. No, don't cheat. Don't do it. You will not be happy. If you have the snack, you will not feel better if you have the snack. If you're trying to stay away from something, right, the best thing to do, are you ready? Is to stay away from it. I'm not trying to be funny, but it really is to stay the hell away from it. Now, there are things you have to do to stay away from it. There are techniques and some tricks maybe you have to do, but really you want to stay away from it, right? So I'm going to hear, Carlo, come on. You have to live a little. You have to live a little. you know, put this into perspective. Okay, let's put this into perspective. A treat, the bullshit, whatever it is, candy, dessert, carbs, pizza, whatever it is for you, right? Whatever you're trying to stay away from because it hurts your health cannot be good for you, and it cannot be a good cheat. So that's why, that's my perspective on it. And that's why it's my opinion, is that if you are doing something that's not good for you, right? If you are trying to avoid that, repeat after me. If you are trying that food that you are trying to avoid to get you back on healthy track, or to get you back to a place where you feel better, you look better, you just want a place where you want to be for whatever the reason is, then don't do that, right? It will not help you. It will not help you. Even if you think you deserve it, it's not going to help you. Even if you do deserve it, it's not going to help you, because you don't deserve, right? You don't deserve something that's going to hinder your progress or put you two steps behind. Because I keep on saying this through so many episodes, I've said this, and I'm going to say it again, but one of the biggest things I did over and over and over again, one of the biggest mistakes I made over and over and over again, was to actually reward myself with the food that was damaging me in the first place. So to go 30 days straight, you know, it's solid. And I did this so many times, 30 days straight, and then I rewarded myself and I felt like crap. So, still not convinced? Let me elaborate. When I started on paleo, right, I went grain-free, pasta-free, low-carb, fairly low-carb at that point, but I wasn't really focused on it. But it was great. I would go a month, like I say, and I would reward myself because, you know, I had a million reasons why. You live once, and you need to live, and you need to reward yourself, and you can't be obsessive, Carlo. I've heard all the excuses. I've heard all the justifications. I've heard all the rationale. I've heard it all, and I've said it all. So what my opinion is, and I'm still going to stick to it, right? When they say, or when I hear, you deserve to live, so do it. No. No, I don't believe that. I don't feel like you should do something and feel like shit for a week and then start again, and then look at that like, oh, that was a good reward. It's not the case. If you find yourself changing over time and it's not affecting you, and or it's still going to see, like, not only if it's not affecting you, if it's going to hinder your progress, that, you know, psychologically is going to affect you, and that's going to hurt you in the long run if you are going to see stalls. So many times people see these stalls and see these plateaus, and they don't realize that if they're not tracking what they're doing, a lot of times they're just kind of veering off track, veering off course a lot. So again, I would go off and on paleo, keto, with paleo anyway, I would go off and on. And then finally, when I found keto, fast forward 4 years here, a cheat now is not a cheat anymore for me. So you might find this crazy, but I usually handle sugar. I kind of handle it like a drug now. I mean, and not to get all preachy on anybody, because I don't know anything about drug abuse or drug users or drug issues or anything like that. But I do know how I consider sugar right now. Right, I consider sugar right now like a drug, and really a lot like I consider, or a lot like I look at alcohol. Actually, probably with more concern than I look at alcohol. Just for me, because of our history, me and sugar. I have a more dangerous history with sugar than I do with alcohol, quite personally, quite honestly. And if I had this a problem with alcohol in the past, the same, I'd have to handle it in the same way, I think. So in a few weeks, I'm really excited actually, but in a few weeks, I'm going to have a guest on. I can't tell you too much about it, but we're going to really focus on sugar a lot. It's going to really give us an opportunity to talk about the potential dangers of sugar. I mean, people know the dangers of sugar, but just really talk to you, everybody, about my perspective and the guest perspective, and maybe some angles that we haven't thought about before, and maybe some going out some paths where it really deserves to be investigated, because, you know, we've been hearing the same narrative for so long. You know, we've been hearing the same story for so long about, fat's bad, fat's bad, fat's bad, you know, and have a low calorie diet. And because we know now, you know, the science is out and the proof is in the pudding. I mean, it's a terrible expression, but proof is in the pudding. So many people are losing weight. So many people are changing their lives by going on this low carbohydrate diet. And the mainstream medical society is still not on board, but it's going to be eventually, right? But it's a big deal. Excuse me. It's a big deal, and it's changing a lot of people, and it's helping a lot of people. So that's coming up soon, and I'm very excited again. So aside from the whole cheat thing, you know how I feel about cheats. If you don't know how I feel about cheats, if you haven't asked me again, definitely send me an email. Good time to remind everybody. Great time to remind everybody. I'm not a doctor, folks. I'm not giving you medical advice, but I'm giving you personal advice from my experience, through my journey, what I've learned, what I've seen from other people, what I've read, what I've heard. And I'm sharing it with you with love, because I know that for me, these types of things were super, super valuable to me. And I still learn every single day from a podcast. I still learn every single day from someone sharing their life experience with me and sharing their love with me, because that's what it's about. I mean, if I'm here to help somebody, I'm sharing love with them. I'm loving that person. I'm loving you for listening. Thank you for listening. Again, I'm not a doctor. Seek medical expertise if you're changing anything, if you're on any medication, if you're in a situation where you know, you have something risky going on, definitely talk to a doctor. But these are common sense things a lot of times, right? So get the shit out of our diets and what have you. That's something that everybody needs to everybody can safely do, and there's no controversy with that. All right, second part, No Bullshit November. That's what I really want to talk about today. 2 weeks into No Bullshit November, it's amazing. When I started the 2020, so just for a recap, No Bullshit November is basically no sugar, no crap, no junk food. Try and do a clean, healthy living and try and move. Try and do something like, whether it's 10, 20, or 30, it doesn't matter how many pushes, but something like crunches or push-ups or squats or even just walking, something to get you up, get you out, get you moving and healthy, and just my way of trying to get everybody motivated with the No Bullshit November, right? So, yes, even before the No Bullshit November, I started doing the 20-20-20 push-ups, which was basically a three-year anniversary of the 2020 or 20 push-ups, 22 push-ups for 22, which was honoring vets that have taken their own life, suicide. You know, every 22 minutes a vet takes his own life, or his or her own life. So it was to honor that, and it's been 3 years since then. So I started doing the 20 push-ups, and then I upped it to 30 push-ups. And then I was getting more and more people involved, and my brother's involved, and I got the 40 push-ups, and he bumped me up now to 50 push-ups. So I'm doing 50 push-ups, 50 crunches, and 50 squats every single morning. I've been doing it now for a few months now. And it's funny, without even noticing, it's working, it's kind of evolved into a fairly good workout for me. 50 push-ups and 50 crunches and 50 squats in the morning is really good, actually. I wouldn't say fairly good, it's a good workout. And then I kung fu at night or on the weekends, and it's definitely good, and I really like it. So that's my update. That's the start of my update. I love it. I really like it. I'm getting a lot of great feedback. I want to give a couple great shout outs to everybody that has been contributing, that's been participating. Charity, big shout out to Charity here in Kitchener. Big shout out to my brother Adam here in Kitchener again. Big shout out to Steve, my uncle Steve Boudreaux. Steve, I forget where town you're in, but Steve, you know where you are. And Auntie Peggy, hi Auntie Peggy. But everybody, everybody who's giving me shout outs, who else? Lisa Joseph, thank you so much, Lisa, for offering the $25 gift card as well. So that's still going up. So I want to remind everybody about that. $25 gift card for people if they want to share on the Fatso Radio No Bullshit November Facebook page and the group. If you want to share your push-ups, share your crunches, do that. I'm happy to share that. I'm happy to support you. Lisa's happy to support us through Epicure. And I'm just really getting everybody involved. Thanks so much, guys. Adam, my brother, like I said, he's been posting, saying that he's bringing it to his friends and coworkers there at work. It's good. I mean, I probably said this a minute ago, but it's a good workout, and it's something that I guess I haven't talked about this much, but I do want to talk about this. So a bit of the psychology, right? It's not just physical. It's not just getting up off our asses, and it's not just staying away from the bad food. It's no bullshit, like, don't bullshit yourself. That's kind of how I'm looking at it in this month as well, and it's been a hard month for that. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I haven't shared everything with you, but I can share a little now. But the no bullshit has been very, very, it's made me turn inside and look a lot more, a little more introspective than I normally am. I'm pretty introspective to begin with, but I've looked a lot, inside in this last couple of weeks, because, for example, when I get up in the morning and I'm doing those, started at 30, 20 rather, and then 30 and 40 and now 50. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I am not a happy camper when I start When I get up and I start those push-ups, I don't know if you can tell. You can probably tell in my eyes. You could probably see it in the look in my face. But I'm not a happy camper. I'm psyching myself up a little bit. I'm listening to music sometimes before before I record. And it's not to say that like it's an act or I'm fake or like it's I'm sharing this with you. Like I'm getting pumped up because I need to do something physical, and I need to. And my mind works with my body, and it's more my spirit works with my mind, works with my consciousness, and then works with my body, and it's all connected. And that's, I guess, just an example for me. Just an example of how it works for me, right? I get up in the morning, and I know I'm going to do those push-ups. I'm going to go do those push-ups, so I get ready. And I get my pants on if I'm not wearing any. And I get in the room, in the spare room usually, or my daughter's room or somebody's room where it's open up so I can do some push-ups. And I get down on the floor and I'm talking to myself. And like I said, the music's still playing. And just before I hit record, I turn off the music and I look in the camera and I start. And I'm like, hey guys, let's do this. It's another morning. And the thing is, if I'm motivating nobody at all, I'm still going to do it, right? If I'm just doing this to myself in the mirror, and I've been doing this for a couple of months now, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm telling you right now, if everybody stops listening, if everybody stops liking, if everybody stops sharing and following, I'm still going to do this because this, like, I'm actually seeing differences in my body, right? I'm getting stronger. I've always slept pretty good since most of the weight loss. I've slept really well. I've always slept fairly well, but sleep really good. I still sleep in really good. But like, I like this, like every time I've ever done exercise in my life, every time I've ever lifted weights or trained or whatever, when you're done is when you feel the best, of course, right? Of course, there's training sessions where I'm excited beforehand. But for these, it's different. Like for the push-ups, like I said a second ago, when I get these push-ups, I'm like, okay, I'm getting down on the floor. I'm getting ready. Carl, let's do this. Sometimes I get a slap on the face. Sometimes I just tell myself, get up, you beep, a couple swears to myself and call myself a couple, a couple words that are insulting, and just to say, get up and do this. Excuse me. And I do it. So when I'm done the push-ups, I'm still pumped. I'm still exhausted. Like, you know, the last bit, it's been 50 push-ups this last week or so. And it's tough, man. I'll be honest with you. It's pretty tough. Like 40 got to a point where it was good. It's good. Still tough a little bit, but 50 now is getting pretty tough, or it had been pretty tough. I'll keep on doing this for a while. Once it gets easier, I'll up it to 60 and keep on going. We'll see where I can go. I think it was Herschel Walker, famous NFL star. I think he used to do something like 100 push-ups, crunches, and all that stuff every single day. And he was jacked. He probably did 1,000. I don't know. I'm probably getting that number completely wrong. But if anybody's listening to this and they know Herschel Walker, the story about Herschel Walker, send me a line. Pretty sure something like 100 or maybe it was 200. But yeah, so I'm seeing a difference and I feel different. Like, man, I feel great. You know, looking in the mirror when, you know, just when you're getting better shape, right? It feels good. And also, so aside from that, even if I'm not going to get any follows or likes or whatever, I'm still going to do it. But let's talk about reality. The reality is I'm getting a lot of love and I appreciate it. And I want to say thank you to every single person who is giving me love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, once I had a friend tell me earlier on when I started this podcast, you know, you're saying thank you a lot. And yeah, I'm not gonna out this person, but it was great advice because I was saying thank you a lot. But it's at the same time, it made me forget sometimes to actually say it. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because like I said, every time you like something, every time you share something, it gets more visibility. More people see it, more people hear it, more people have a chance to hear it, and more people have a chance to see it. Right? And it has now a greater chance then to help them and impact them and really help change their life. I mean, this is why I'm doing this. This is really why I'm doing this. If you're not sure why I'm doing this, if you want to see all the money I'm making, I'll tell you, nothing. One day I'll make some money. This is, like I said, I'm an honest guy. I'm looking to make money off of this, of course, right? One day I will, but right now I'm not making any money. And the reason behind it is nothing to do with money. The reason is to help and to really, really help people, because, and I'll tell you one of the reason why it'll always be to help people. And if money and everything else comes secondary, I hope it does, but everything else is going to be secondary, is because I got I received all of this help. I received 99% of the information that I received that helped me lose weight and to help me stay healthy and to help me help motivate me and inspire me and educate me to do what I'm doing now was free. 99% of that was free. So not only because of that, but that's the big reason. But the other reason why is that I just believe education is free and I believe love is free. So you never charge anybody for love, right? Never, ever, ever. And that's what information is. And that's what education is, I believe. So there's always ways to make money. There's always ways to make money. I just got to figure that out, right? That's the challenge. No big deal. But the real reason to do this and the one and always going to be the same reason to do this is to share the information, is to share love. Folks, I can't tell you enough all the doctors that I want to thank, and Dr. Ken Berry, Dr. Adam Nally, you know, Ron, Rob Wolf, so many doctors, so many speakers and so many nutritionists and scientists that have helped me, you know, and just authors in general, like Gary Taubes and Nina Teicholz Dr. Hyman, there's so many doctors out there that help and keep on helping every single day. Dr. Sean Baker, how can I forget Dr. Sean Baker? And then even just podcasters like Rogan and all these other people that are sharing the love. And I'm going to keep on sharing the love because, like I said, people need help. I know they need help. I hear it every day. I see it every day. You know, I may not hear it in emails. I may not hear it like on the podcast, on the likes or the comments. I don't get a lot of direct questions when it comes to that. I do get them, of course, but not as many as I hear just every day, sitting, you know, in the coffee shop at work or leaning up against the coffee table at work, having a break. That's when you hear the conversations. That's when I hear the conversations the most. Or at lunch, you know, at work or at dinner around the dinner table with your family, or when you hear so-and-so is sick or so-and-so got injured or whatever the case may be, or you know, someone is, you know, like a sick or passed away. Oh my God, it's, you know, it's sad. You hear about it all the time, and just recently we've heard, you know, another family member, and my heart goes out to the families, and it's so, I get it where everybody, and I get it that everybody is looking for a solution. And like I said, I do hear it every single day, like, you know, the coffee shops and the work and the family location. So if people are looking, please share this podcast and any of my podcasts with them and all the other podcasts that are out there. There are so many podcasts on keto or even carnivore or even just low carb in general. You know, the thing I always kind of reiterate and the thing I'm always going to talk about is real food, low carb, low crap, low bullshit. That's just my whole approach, right? No Bullshit November is a great time to remind everybody of the kind of, you know, my philosophy, I guess, and a good time to remind me of my philosophy. And back to the whole mental health kind of part of it, or the emotional part of it, is that no bullshit as well was like, hey, be truthful to yourself, right? It's tough, right? The no bullshit is tough because you have to kind of look at yourself, and I have looked at myself a lot this month, and I've kind of realized or made me think of certain things I do or certain thought patterns that I have that maybe I could change. It'll help me maybe be more productive in certain ways, or even more more sensitive in certain ways, or more you know, just more intellectually intelligent in certain ways as well. So it's a good time to really reflect, and I mean, there's always going to be a little bit of bullshit in our life, let's be honest, but this is the time to try and clear out the bullshit. It's like a detox of bullshit. Maybe it's almost like a sober October, we got a no bullshit November. Maybe this is the bullshit whatever exercise. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but that one month a year, maybe we'll do this every year. But so far it's going well for me. Like I said, 2 weeks in, I'm getting a lot of exercise. I'm still hitting up the kung fu classes, of course, kung fu and hapkido classes. I'm still doing the push-ups every single morning, and it's going well. It's been, I don't even know now, it's been a few months, and it's definitely part of my regular routine. But like I said, I want to reiterate, I'm kind of all over the place, but this is one of those episodes, guys, where you know what you're gonna get when you're hearing no bullshit. It's me from the heart, right? This is what it is. And again, I want to say one more time about the no bullshit. What I really mean is, in the morning when I do those push-ups, like I said, I don't want to do them all the time. Sometimes I'm pumped to do it, really. But I guess the reason why I want to reiterate, or I guess the reason why I'm talking about these push-ups again, or that the fact that I don't want to do them, is that I really feel like I'm getting a lot of benefit from them. not only the physical benefit, but the benefit of struggling through something that is not that painful, but at the moment is mentally painful. Like, the idea of doing them is much, much harder than doing them, right? And I've struggled with that a lot in my life, because the idea of a lot of things has been much, much harder for me than the actual thing itself. Like, maybe that's the way everything is in life. I don't know. But I know for me, it's really hit home over the years. I'm like, holy shit. I've spent so much energy, so much, I've had so much anxiety at times over certain actions where once I did them, I was floored on how, you know, how much little effort it took. So, how temporary the pain is. That's another thing, I guess, that I kind of learned pretty difficult way over the years as well. Now, one of the reasons why I think I've learned that the hard way is that you really don't do a lot of things. I'm not to go off track too much, but you really don't do a lot of things outside your comfort zone when you're, I didn't anyway, when I was 110, 120 pounds overweight, or 125 more pounds overweight than I am now. You didn't go out of my comfort zone as much because it was a struggle. It was a struggle to stay in my comfort zone. I didn't have a comfort zone, right? Once I got to the point where it was pretty hard to, you know, do all the things that I wanted to do, it was kind of uncomfortable all the time. So I get that you don't want to go outside your comfort zone that much. But I find that, I guess, as your comfort zone gets bigger, right, and it's easier to get bigger. Maybe the bigger it gets, the faster it grows. Maybe that's what I'm saying, I guess. I don't really know what I'm saying. But I know that I'm really happy when I push myself for those push-ups. I'm really happy. So mentally, I push myself for the push-ups. It's funny. Mentally, I push myself, and physically, I push myself for the crunches. And then by the time I do the crunches, I'm just coasting through the squats. So the squats are my third activity. But like I said, it's all connected, right? It must be. It is. It's not even a debate anymore. It is all connected, because when my body and my mind and my spirit and my will and my whether it's my calmness or my anxiety or whatever it is, when it's all in check and when it's all balanced, or when it's all fairly balanced, shit, I'm never completely balanced. Like, who are we? Nobody's completely balanced. But when it's all fairly good and everything's running pretty good and all the bells and whistles are running well, you know when it's running well, and you feel it. So I feel like that. This morning routine is really helping me. I think it's helping me to keep it up. It must be. You know, I'm finding that as my push-up count increases and as my crunch count and my squat count increases, I'm going back to my old regular routine of having a bunch of eggs in the morning again. So I was eating, 6 or 8 eggs pretty regularly in the morning for breakfast, 8 eggs and bacon. And then for a while, I kind of went back to 1 meal a day. But now that I'm doing a little more exercises combined with, you know, martial arts still, I've gone back to the 8 eggs again. And my weight's still the same. I mean, but it's kind of, for me, I'm kind of looking at it like, I can't do too many different things at once as far as like, can I increase muscle? Can I increase my cardio? Can I increase my speed, my stamina, and lose weight at the same time? Maybe. I don't know, but I'm not going to be able to do that all at the same time. But I may do one thing 1 week. I may lose a pound this week, but I may gain a pound of muscle the next week. And I don't really care, because at this point, I'm like beyond the moon happy, you know, over the moon happy with how things are going. So I'm just kind of keep it up. And I was talking to my brother yesterday, and I'm like, he's like, so are you changing? I'm like, no, I'm not changing. I don't have to change anything now. I just keep it up. That's my thing now. Now the hardest thing for me to do is just keep it up. And it's not that hard, because I kind of have planned myself, and I haven't planned a whole lot, but I've set myself up to succeed. And I've done that a lot better. So I'm going to talk about that in future episodes as well. But I want to talk about that, I guess, a little bit more now. But what's one of the things that I've learned as well, and that's one of the things that has helped me with the No Bullshit November, so that's perfect timing, is the more you prepare yourself, whether it's for food, the food you need for the day, or whether it's not food but you need the salt, or whether it's like for me now, it's funny, I actually need to make sure I have enough salt. And I've actually taken a new product now, so I'm gonna talk to Rob Wolf and the people at Element. And they're really good. I liked it, but it's really good. So I'll put the link to Elements in the show notes, but it's just basically electrolyte supplements, sodium, potassium, magnesium. So I found that, like, if I plan for that, I'm feeling better. If I plan for sleeping enough, You know, if I get to bed enough, that's planning, right? Then I feel better. And if I'm eating the right food, I'm better. So it's, you know, it's fluid, you know, nutrients, minerals, the food you eat, and the sleep, you know, and then stress. You know, stress is something, you know, I'm always going to talk about it. I don't have any sort of good gain or good sense of control, or I don't think I know anybody, you know, I don't think I know how to handle it better than anybody else is, I guess, what I'm getting at. But, you know, things like exercise, things like talking to your spouse, things like having fun with your kids, things like trying to make the best of your day at work. And then, like you said, exercising, whether it's in the morning, but I think there's two different types of exercise that's good for us. Exercise that's miserable for us and it's painful, or not necessarily painful, but, you know, it's kind of an exercise we don't love to do, but then there's exercise we love to do. And, you know, and I think they're both valuable. I think all types of exercise are valuable, you know, unless it's painful and damaging, of course. But for me, something like the push-ups and the crunches and the squats are my favorite thing in the morning, especially right in the morning. Holy shit. Like, I'm not a morning person that way. More, I could be if I went to bed earlier, but it's more or less because I like to stay up. But yeah, like once I'm not a morning person, but like that gets me going, right? And that's a good exercise. But then exercise at night would be like a martial arts class, which I love going to martial arts class, right? And you still get a great workout. And then you get your fun box checked as well, you know? So it's amazing. But yeah, so I think there's, you know, two types of exercise that's valuable, many types, but also just the idea of doing something that sucks because it's good for you. There's something in that. You know, there's a lot of people talked about, a lot of philosophers, a lot of poets, a lot of writers. It's the idea of going through something that's shitty. I think Rogan talks about it all the time. But just going through it because you know it's good makes you better at doing that in general. I think it does. It makes you tougher. It makes you stronger. It makes you more resilient. And so kind of went about a little bit around the track a little bit on this episode. But basically, no bullshit November. It's what it is, folks. It's been my pleasure sharing every single morning. I'm going to keep on sharing again on Instagram. It's Fatso Radio. Actually, on Twitter, I don't get too much traffic on Twitter, but you can find me on Twitter. It's Radio Fatso. Facebook page, again, it's Fatso Radio. Instagram, I already said that, but it's Fatso Radio. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you for sharing the love. Thank you for your push-ups, your clips, your likes, your all of that stuff. Don't forget to email fatsoradio@gmail.com. Also, if you're interested in coming on to the show, we're getting a lot more and more inquiries into guests coming on to the show, which I'm super excited about. So we're going to have a couple new guests coming on in the next couple weeks. I already got a couple guys lined up. And I'm really, really opening doors to everybody and anybody. I want people who want to be on the show. I want people who aren't even sure they want to be on the show. I want you to be on the show. Why? Because you're like me. At one point, I was like you are. At one point, you are like what I am, and you can be, and I am, and we're all the same. Because we're not all the same, but we can all experience similar experiences. So I want to share the love. I want you to share the love with me. If you're interested in the ketogenic, the carnivore diet, even just a low carb in general, if you're just interested in what the hell I'm talking about and you want to be on the show, email me, fatsoradio@gmail.com. If you're someone in the food industry, I'm really, really excited to open up, you know, the podcast to chefs, to butchers, to farmers, to anybody who's using, who works in the food industry, anybody who prepares food, anybody who serves, prepares, cooks, ships, transports, whatever it is. I want to hear from you because you're part of this. We're all part of the food chain, right? We're all part of the responsibility to get good food to ourselves and to our family. And I know, you know, as a parent, it's my responsibility to get good food to my family and my wife's, of course. And so it's something that we think about. So if you are interested in being on the podcast, shoot me an email, fatsoradio@gmail.com, or like I said, just hit me up on Facebook. Thanks again for listening. Find me on Spotify, find me on Google Podcasts, on Stitcher, on everywhere else podcasts are found. Thank you so much. And thank you again to our sponsors, PapaEarth.ca. Check out Papa Earth. Awesome food delivery to Alberta and Ontario. Check out PapaEarth.ca. And don't forget to use the discount code FATSOMEAT, F-A-T-S-O-M-E-A-T. And of course, every episode is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. VolpeMartialArts.com for more details. KW, that's Kitchener-Waterloo's hottest, newest Kung Fu and Hapkido Martial Arts School. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I love you all. Lily and Violet, take it away, girls. Hey folks, this episode and every episode of Fatso Radio Podcast is brought to you by Volpe Martial Arts. That's right, Volpe Martial Arts is the newest, hottest Kung Fu and Hapkido martial arts school in the KW region. That's right, Kitchener and Waterloo. It is located at 335 Gage Avenue, Unit 3 in Kitchener. Give them a shout, 226-647-5009, or of course, visit them at their website, VolpeMartialArts.com. They have an awesome two-week trial going on for free. Check out the classes. It's an amazing fusion between Kung Fu and Hapkido, provided by none other than my brother, Sifu Adam Volpe. Check them out. Check out the website. Give them a shout. Swing by and check out their amazing facility, VolpeMartialArts.com. Let's say bye to everybody. Bye. And we'll say thanks for listening. Say thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.